This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. There's growing pressure on Republican senators to call former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton to testify at the president's impeachment trial after Mr. Bolton undercut a key defense argument in a book draft. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Bolton writes the president told him he wanted to withhold security aid from Ukraine until it helped him investigate Joe Biden. The president's denying it.
Nothing was ever said to John Bolton.
But Chuck Schumer and Democrats jumped.
This is stunning.
Saying it's now vital that Bolton and others testify. At least four other Republicans would need to buck party leaders in forcing testimony.
John Bolton's relevance to our decision has become increasingly clear.
Mitt Romney and Susan Collins say the Bolton book strengthens the case for testimony, but GOP colleagues like John Barrasso are shrugging it off.
Take a breath. Let's listen to the president's lawyers.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
An update on the coronavirus in the United States. Shelley Adler reports.
There's some promising news from U.S. health officials about the coronavirus. Officials with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say they have no evidence that the new virus from China is spreading in the United States, and they believe the risk to Americans remains low. As of Monday, five Americans have been diagnosed with the new virus, all of whom traveled to central China. Health officials add they are investigating who they've been in contact with. At least 32 people thought to be possible cases have been ruled out. The virus has sickened thousands of people, mostly in China, and caused dozens of deaths. Shelley Adler, Washington.
U.S. President Trump has offered China any help needed to combat the deadly outbreak of the coronavirus that has killed, so far, at least 81 people. This is VOA News. Turkey has formally called off search and rescue missions Monday following last week's powerful earthquake. The total death toll is now estimated to be at 41 after two more bodies were recovered in the collapsed building in the country's eastern province. Nearly 4,000 people, helped by mechanical diggers, had been working in freezing temperatures to comb through the debris in the eastern part of the country after the devastating 6.8 magnitude quake that struck Friday. Officials say 76 buildings were destroyed and hundreds more were damaged. Fans continue to mourn the death of NBA great Kobe Bryant. AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel reports.
As one fan, Renee Sotomayor, put it,
"Today's the day that part of L.A. died."
And indeed, the scene in the plaza near the Staples Center took on the kind of mournful scene reminiscent of what happened when Michael Jackson died in 2009. People lit candles, displayed memorabilia, and talked about the shock. Julie Sierra noted,
"For the amount of people that are out here, it's silent. Everybody's in grief. Everybody's mourning."
Even so, some fans paid tribute to Bryant as though they were still inside the Staples Center watching him play.
Kobe.
I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The pilot of the helicopter that crashed and killed the basketball superstar apparently climbed to avoid a cloud layer just before slamming into a hillside, according to federal officials. President Trump seems unbothered that Palestinian leaders are already rejecting a Middle East peace plan set to be officially unveiled this Tuesday. VOA Cindy Sain explains that the president made comments after welcoming Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the White House ahead of that announcement.
Palestinian leaders have rejected the deal as dead on arrival. Asked about how Palestinians feel about the deal, Trump said this.
"We think we will ultimately have the support of the Palestinians, but we're going to see. And if we do, it'll be a tremendous tribute to everybody. And if we don't, life goes on."
Palestinian Authority has not had any substantive dealings with the Trump administration since it recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel in December 2017. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
A United States military plane used to help troops communicate and share intelligence on the battlefield has crashed in a Taliban-controlled region of Afghanistan, according to military officials. U.S. Air Force Chief of Staff General Dave Goldfein said the plane was an E-11A equipped with Battlefield Airborne Communications Node. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.